Hello, this is Debbie Kay with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. The League is grateful for support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Megan Moyer, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 1. Welcome, Ms. Moyer.
Thank you for having me.
Glad you could make it. Please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office.
My name is Megan Moyer. I am a native Oregonian, born and raised in Salem, but I've lived in Portland for 22 years now. I have been working primarily in the area of public policy and specifically in something that's commonly referred to as human services or services for people who need extra care, nutrition, assistance, and other social services that allow them to live their best lives. I've been doing kind of specifically work related to Medicaid, both in Oregon. Our Medicaid healthcare program is called the Oregon Health Plan, and we have another Medicaid program. It's called long-term care, and that's things like nursing home, assisted living, in-home supports and other things for seniors and people with disabilities. And I think that right now is a time to bring really in-depth experience to Multnomah County in order to fix some of our programs that are deeply struggling.
Thank you. What will be your policy priorities if elected, and why?
We have three main priorities. The first is definitely the biggest, which is we don't have a functional mental health and addiction system. And right now, I don't see anyone coming forward with a comprehensive approach in order to solve that problem. And that's really why I'm running. My background is again in Medicaid. And that what Medicaid allows us to do is for every dollar we need for services, if it's something that the federal government will help fund through Medicaid, they pay 70 cents of that dollar. And what I want to do is I want to build a system that has every level of service so that when people need help, when they're ready to say yes to treatment, either mental health or addiction, there's the right level of care at the right time for them. Right now, our service system doesn't have a lot of front doors you can enter. You really have to hit a level of crisis that is life-threatening to you or the community before any door opens. And we don't help people stay well once they have reached a level of stability. And that's my number one reason I'm running, because I have the experience of building those type of systems. Second, I want to fix preschool for all so that more families are able to access affordable, high-quality childcare. And my last is infrastructure. We need to invest so that the metro region is competitive for high quality jobs and a green economic future. And my background as a contractor and working on high tech projects, I want to make sure that Oregon and particularly Multnomah County is positioned for the future of green technology.
Thank you. Are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? If not, what changes would you support?
Well, I have a lot of concerns about, again, what services we're offering and how we're doing them in silos. So, first, I don't think you really should be mixing populations that have very particular needs. The needs of somebody with a serious substance use disorder who needs to sober safely is going to be very different than somebody in, say, a mental health crisis. And the type of environment that's going to be best for both of them. But second, to build a 24-hour crisis center and not then have the next levels of care and investment make the overall impact of that 24-hour center pretty limited. And so my critique is we keep doing one-off projects. And we're not really getting the full benefit because we're then not able to offer that next step. So let's say I do sober. and I reach a place and I get the outreach that we're envisioning, what treatment am I going to go to? There is no plan to have treatment on demand. We're nowhere near that. It takes 3 days to get into detox right now. So what did that really buy us? Not a lot. On the mental health side, same thing. I was agitated. I got de-escalated. I've engaged. Yeah, I would like some help. There's nowhere for somebody to voluntarily access care. And so I think, again, it's the lack of a systemic approach that's really problematic here. It's not that the 24-hour center is a bad idea. It's not. It's one of the steps in a system, but it's not going to get the results we want unless there's a whole continuum of care.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Megan Moyer. Megan Moyer is running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 1. Our next question, what role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
Multnomah County has a really specific role to play. Not just are we part of the Office for Homeless Services and need to support the generalized access and expansion of low-income and affordable housing, but there is a population of individuals who are houseless, who are not going to be able to be successful in traditional housing. They're not stable enough. They have not reached a level of care that would allow them to be able to stay in a place long term. And so what Multnomah County needs to focus on specifically is what's called housing with supports, or low or no barrier housing. And I think people don't understand what this is. I think a lot of times they think it's a one bedroom apartment in a traditional complex, and it really isn't. It is that second step after shelter where you have a place, is going to be yours. It could be yours for a year, maybe up to 2 years, ideally, but it's the place where you really have the space to work on your issues. You don't have to be there yet, but it is a space where you're engaging and working toward a level of stability where you're going to be successful. It's where we engage you in substance use treatment. It's where we engage people in mental health treatment. It's where people learn to feel safe and trusted before they're ready to be successful in traditional housing. And I really strongly believe that's the county's role, is that housing with support model that is not the same as when we think of traditional housing.
Thank you. I'm sorry to say we've run out of time. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Megan Moyer, running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 1. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest and attention.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.